are knocking on the door for the first score of this game.
Coming out in the T formation, right is under center. Three men in the backfield.
That's Brown to your left, Keller in the middle, and Roman Welton to the right side.
Jeffrey Wright through the middle on the keepers in for the score. Touchdown, Ubley. The Bearcats strike first. It's 6-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets with 11:10 left in this first half.
I love it on first down. Knowing your offensive line knows the snap count, so does the quarterback. Defense doesn't have a clue. They're constantly guessing. Jeffrey Wright grabs the snap, falls to the left side of his center, and just falls forward into the end zone. Easy touchdown for the Bearcats. They go up 6-0, and you can bet they will be going for the two-point conversion.
Coming the wing tee to the left. Wright is under center. And it's a pitch out to the left side. Brown is out for the running, and he has the edge. He's in for the two-point conversion. It's Ubley 8, Bad Axe nothing, with 11:10 remaining in the first half. Ubley with first blood on the WLEW Sports Network.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage, an area in which we call the drop zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
Ubley's ensuing kickoff comes down to about the 15-yard line. Number 81, Martin Messing, brings it back all the way out to the 36-yard line. It's first and 10 for the Hatchets with decent field work. Brandon Sadro with your tackle.
I was just going to say, number 57, Brandon Sadro, a senior on this Bearcat special teams, makes the tackle. But the Hatchets with very good field position starting at approximately their own 36-yard line. And Tommy Morneau, Four receivers on the field, two each direction. He's going to be in the pistol formation.
At the end of the first quarter, Sandusky leads KPAC 13-0. Coming in the spread, and it's time Morneau on the keeper. He gets across the 40-yard line, still on his feet across to the 45, and finally brought down at the 46. He's going to be very close to the first down marker for a 10-yard gain, brought down by Matt Mychek, sophomore for Ubley, younger brother of Cole Mychek, the center. They're saying it's enough for a first down. Move the chains for the Hatchets, 10-yard gain.
Right back to the read option. Bad Axe picking up on what worked on that last drive. The read option has been very good. Tommy Morneau does a nice job seeing the field and watching the defender, reading him. And if he leans one way, then he takes the ball out and goes the other direction. That time, good for 10 yards.
And it's a sweep out to the left side. Morneau on the keeper. He has the first down. He's at the 40, down to the 35, to the 30, to the 25, inside to the 15, and forced out of bounds. At the 12-yard line, number 10, Matt Mychek with the touchdown saving tackle out of bounds. And Tommy Morneau doing what he does best all the way from the 46-yard line down to the 12-yard line for a huge gain.
Yeah, this time a design quarterback run. The lead running back as his blocker picks up the linebacker, and Tommy Morneau bounces it out to his left, hits the sideline. He shows a ton of speed. And the only reason he was cut down is because Matt Mychek, the sophomore, took a great angle from that deep safety position to tackle him down.
A 41-yard run for Tommy Morneau pushes up Bad Axe all the way down to the 12-yard line. On the ensuing first down, a 2-yard gain for the Hatchets. John Messing on the carry. Second and 8 from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, no surprise there. After a huge gain by Tommy Morneau, they go to the read option, and he hands it off. Usually a chance for the quarterback to catch his breath for one play. John Messing gets a minimal gain on first down. Right back to it in the shotgun is Tommy Morneau and company.
Trips to the right, and it's a handoff to Messing out of the backfield. Ubley swarms to the ball. Might even be a loss of a yard on the play brought down by Brandon Sodro. And it's going to set up a third down, 8 yards to go for the Hatchets at the Bearcat 11-yard line. We have a timeout called by Mark Minetti of the Hatchets with 9:42 left in this first half. It's Ubley 8, Bad Axe nothing, but the Hatchets are at the Bearcat 11-yard line on the WLAW Sports Network.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Left in the first half. Bad Axe facing a 3rd and 8 from the Ubley 10-yard line. Working off the left hash, they send 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. That's number 20, Jack Thompson. Morneau in the shotgun. And Ubley's spreading the field with their defense.
3 receivers to the left, the short side of the field. I wonder if they are setting up a screen pass to the left. That's what it's looking like from here, Clark.
And they're going to run it to the right time, Morneau. On the option, gives it out to John Messing, and he is caught right at the original line of scrimmage, maybe out for a gain of a yard, as Ubley heads up defense, only allows 1 yard.
The decoy by those 3 receivers, they run the option to the right where there's more space to run. Tommy Morneau draws the defender and pitches the ball in the option to his running back. Unfortunately, number 20, Derek Brown of the Bearcats sheds his blocker, number 20, Jack Thompson, and makes the play. If he doesn't, there is a lot of running room and possibly pay dirt for the Hatchets. 4th down coming up. You can bet they're going for it.
7 yards to go for the Hatchets. 4th down. They are at the 9-yard line. 2 wide each way. Morneau in the pistol. Messing behind him. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Lets this one fly to the back of the end zone. Good coverage by the Bearcats, and this one falls incomplete. He threw into double coverage, and another turnover of downs. Pass was intended for number 3, Buddy McLeod. Turnover downs, Ubley with the ball in an 8-point lead.
I like the play call. I don't like the decision made by Tommy Morneau. He's got 2 receivers. The slot receiver is Buddy McLeod. He goes to the middle of the end zone and then runs to the back pylon. You got 81, Martin Messing, who runs into the end zone and breaks hard for the sideline. That's where I thought the ball should have went. Instead, by him throwing the ball to that back pylon, the defender covering Messing could come off of him and then make it a double coverage situation. And he goes up and knocks down the pass, a turnover of downs. The Bearcats make a huge stand in this game and take the ball back over.
And it's a handoff to Derek Brown, the left side. Gets across the 10-yard line out to about the 12. Number 50, Ryan Haleski on the tackle. He now has 8 tackles on the night. Definitely the leader for this Bad Axe defense. 8:32 in the first half. It's 8-0 Ubley. 2 possessions for the Bad Axe Hatchets, both resulting in turnover of downs.
And just a note for you, number 54, the Hatchets, Brandon Erla, has his helmet off. A pretty good limp going on, trying to stretch it out over there, but I would say his return is questionable right now.
2nd down, 8 yards to go. Right to left across your radio are the Ubley Bearcats in the T formation. Looking, and it's going to be a handoff right through the middle, and this one goes absolutely nowhere at the 11-yard line. Couldn't even see who the ball carrier was on the bottom of the pile. Number 68, that is Cuevas with the tackle. Now sets up a 3rd down, 8 yards to go. Miguel Cuevas.
Yeah, the running back on that play again, number 20, Derek Brown, right through the middle. Credit to Hatchets, though. They do a nice job stuffing the line of scrimmage. Now 3rd and 8 coming up for the Bearcats. This is a big play. They want to get a 1st down to get out of their own territory. I don't foresee this as 4 down territory, so a big play here for the home team to try and keep this game a 1-score game.
Right under center. Looking to pass, rolling to his right. Throws downfield. He has a receiver streaking in. It is caught at the 45-yard line. Anthony Sweeney down to the 25-yard line and finally tackled at the